Green New Deal is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000. And the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't. And so what they want to do instead is have the federal government put that debt burden and those taxes on everybody. I think this is a serious mistake. I think it is bad for the economy. I think it destroys jobs. And we're going to see, unfortunately, a lot more of it from Biden and Schumer and Pelosi.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
That weak disturbance moved on. High pressure building across the region and sunshine prevails again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Cooler day and gusty tomorrow. Tonight in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Sunshine prevails tomorrow in the afternoon to high around 70. Then it's around 40 to 50, depending on your location. For the morning Thursday, followed by sunny skies, a high 60s to near 70. Rounds of showers becoming likely Friday, Saturday, back to partly cloudy and pleasant on Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show. No Mike Hinson. It's Tuesday, so Tony Peppers is filling in.
What is going on, y'all?
And it's the Tuesday. We need to come up with a name for the wrestling Tuesdays. I was thinking Tuesday, Taking Bumps Tuesday, maybe, or something like that. I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah.
Or Something to Say radio show, the Taking Bumps edition.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to come up with something. We don't. It's not like we don't have enough to do during the day.
Yeah. The Tuesday Tumble.
The Tuesday Tumble. I like it. I like it. So the biggest news, I think, out of the world of wrestling was, and I was surprised, was the 16th?
Yeah, SmackDown this past Friday?
No. All the releases that WWE did.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess it was Thursday. I guess it had been SmackDown. There's people, about 9 people, 10 people SmackDown from last week. But, yeah, they released 10 people, and they were Chelsea Green, Tucker, which was, I think he was the one that was with Otis, if I'm not mistaken, Kalisto, Bo Dallas, Mojo Rawley, Wesley Blake, who I don't know who that is, but the big ones was Mickie James, which, not really a surprise, but Peyton Royce and Billy Kay and Samoa Joe.
Who are you most excited about?
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he's been around for a minute, and he's been pretty pretty tenacious, pretty fun to watch.
And I think it's going to be such a better situation for him. Granted, he's been hurt, but I think it's going to be a better situation for him. I don't foresee him to go back to Impact or go to Ring of Honor, but I think AEW is a good fit for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Samoa Joe, out of like all those names listed, is probably the most primed to have superstar career so far. I just see him as just a very good prospect. If I could draft him for a team, I would pick him first round.
And I thought he did a great job on whenever he was commentating on Raw also. Much better, honestly. I'm like, I don't really care for the new guy that they have on there. I can't remember what his name is. I think he's from MLB Network, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Samoa Joe is a great worker, and it was funny too because of course CM Punk popped his head out and had a few things to say about it, like, well, we're both better off, or something along those lines. And I know that that Punk had wanted to work with Samoa Joe again, so who knows?
Well, you think he's going to make a return, or do you think he's just talking because, you know, it's CM Punk and he can't talk?
I don't know. I mean, you know, as the farther we go, the less likely it is.
Yeah.
But just like, Danny Flamingo and Chuck Devine last week were talking about, because they've been consulting on that show Heels that CM Punk's going to be on. You know, it every now and then, just maybe that's something that could, get him close enough that he, like, you know, maybe I'll do it. He's already said if the money's right, he'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is everybody's always got to pay their bills, and the WWE has no shortage of bill-paying power.
No.
For sure. But I don't know. I just feel like there is such a... It is so hard to leave the way that Punk did that I just don't really... I don't know. I think you got to leave it the way you left it.
Yeah, I don't... I'll be honest. If he does come back, I don't think it's going to be for WWE. I could see... If Tony Khan can get the money together,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where he'll go, because there's more people that he hasn't worked with. And, you know, he's said in the past that it's going to take a big bag of money, but he also wants to have a good situation and work with people that's interesting. And, you know, you have people like Kenny Omega, who might be one of the best in-ring performers right now. I'd put him up there with AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something like that could intrigue him. Or Samoa Joe, if Samoa Joe lands in AEW.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, I think his time to shine is coming up. But speaking of Samoa Joe, let's talk about some of these other releases. Because I'm seeing some names that, are pretty popular. Kalisto's on there. Bo Dallas is on there. And I want to know, is there anyone else who really is sticking out to you? Or is there anyone who surprised you?
Honestly, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce kind of surprised me, because I'd been reading for months that Peyton Royce was going to get a huge push, and that's why they split her and Billy Kay up.
Well, yeah, you know, when people want their fame and their spotlight, it doesn't really help when you got someone next to you.
Right. Well, and you know, and the thing is that I think that they were I don't think they were great in-ring performers, but they're really good at being antagonists and being annoying, and in those regards, I think that makes them really good heels or bad girls or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. Because the whole idea is that you want, you know, you want people to pay to see you get your ass kicked. And I think that they, I think they do a good job of that. Like getting, especially Billy Kay, super annoying, you know, get under your skin type of a thing, which is, you know, that's exactly.
That's great if you're good at that. I mean.
Yeah. But I was surprised about that. Mickie James, I think it's unfortunate for her, but it wasn't really a surprise because I can't remember the last time we saw her on television.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading, and it says that according to John Laurinaitis, the reason why they released only 10 wrestlers this year, for those who aren't familiar, last year they released 20. Mm-hmm. This year they only did 10, and they say it's because of budget cuts. And while that is unfortunate to hear, even though we were just talking about that paycheck money, do you think that this is going to give them an opportunity to kind of maybe be a little less saturated with their roster and give these superstars really the attention they deserve with like proper storylines and introductions and whatnot?
I would like to think so. I mean, that's where my hopes would be. I don't, I don't know. I hate to be this way, but I don't believe it's going to happen that way. I think I think in a perfect world, yeah, that's exactly the way it should go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will. You see the same gang get their push, and it's just, you know, regurgitating. Granted, you know, it's nice to see people like Bianca Belair get an opportunity or Rhea Ripley. But you don't really see that on the men's side as much. You know, it's going to be Drew McIntyre. Yeah. Bobby Lashley did, you know, surprisingly, they finally gave him the push that, you know, he deserved.
Yeah, he definitely earned those stripes.
But, you know, we were talking earlier, like somebody like Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they would get behind him, I think he could. I mean, we're not talking Stone Cold Steve Austin level, and you know,
absolutely.
But he could be a little closer to CM Punk than anybody else.
Yeah, definitely. I think, we actually talked about this during WrestleMania. I think Sami Zayn kind of has that that same kind of in-ring cadence when he's speaking. I think he really has that same energy. But then again, Sami Zayn, I feel like, is a little bit more. Just on the crack pipe when he is on the mic than CM Punk was. CM Punk was just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. However, I did see Sami Zayn down the street one day when WrestleMania was in town. I saw him at the coffee shop down the road.
Oh, nice. I thought you were about to say you saw him today. I was going to
no.
leave the studio for a moment.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk. We'll talk SmackDown. We'll talk Raw. We'll talk AEW Dynamite. And who knows what else we'll talk about. So we'll be back with more.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind.
Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gum Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Make sure you head over there, check out the online auction that we're having right now that's all going towards the 75 for 75 campaign that we're doing. Well, we're trying to raise $75,000 now that we're in not-for-profit status. So head over to WGSO.com and take a look at what's up for auction. There's some really cool stuff. Saint stuff, LSU stuff, Frenchie paintings, trips, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out, WGSO.com. All right, so SmackDown last week. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I did not think it was as good as Raw was, but nonetheless, I think that there was a lot of really good moments in there.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting that they brought Pat McAfee up to be a commentator now on SmackDown as well, the former NFL punter, because they've changed up the commentating teams. But you know, it's nice to see that Cesaro's finally getting a little bit of a push.
Yeah, he's a lot like Bobby Lashley in my opinion, where he's been around since like before I was in high school. And you know, I've seen them around. They've been like a C-tier, sometimes heel, sometimes sidekick. So, like you said, it's very good seeing them get their chance. And I am also very interested in this this new development with the Seth Rollins drama.
Yeah?
I think it's going to be very good. I'm just a big fan of Seth Rollins. I've been a fan of pretty much the entire Shield since they showed up. I know they don't even go by the Shield anymore. I don't think anyone really knows who the Shield is anymore, but right. Man... yeah, Seth Rollins is just beyond talented, and I'm excited to see where this goes with him.
I think so too. I think that his in-ring capability is. I would put him up there in the same. I mean, I think AJ Styles is probably the best in-ring performer there is right now. But
yeah, definitely in the WWE.
But I would put Seth Rollins in the neighborhood.
I
think he's really good. And he does great as working heel also. I mean, there again, you know, another guy that you want to see, that you want to pay your money to see him get his ass kicked.
Absolutely. He's versatile. He's a jack of all trades. You want him to be a good guy. He's got that great smile. You want him to be a heel. He's a nasty man. He's a nasty man when he needs to be.
You know, and truthfully with him, I feel like one of the worst things they ever did to him was put him with his fiance. Whenever they booked them together, like where they were all, you know, they showed their romance on screen, and I don't think it benefited anybody.
No, you don't think it was like good chemistry or anything. You think it would have been better as just like a behind the scenes relationship?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, to be honest. And I think you really see the push from that with like, sure, there was like I am slipping her name, Triple H, and his wife
Stephanie
McMahon. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one thing. That's a great power couple. But you see things like John Cena and the Bella Twins, and you see like The Miz, and where they're just like commercializing these relationships. I guess it's not like it's cool if you're a power couple, but I don't know. It's a lot like farts. Don't force it.
Well, and there's more we could probably say to go along with that, but we can't say it on the air.
Yeah, y'all know how the saying goes.
But like I said, it's good to see Cesaro get his opportunity. He ended up taking on Jey Uso, and he won via disqualification.
Because of Seth Rollins. But it did look like Cesaro was going to get it anyways.
Yeah.
Looking good.
And it was interesting, too, that Paul Heyman trashing Cesaro, because at one brief period of time, which many people probably won't remember, Paul Heyman was counsel for Cesaro.
I feel like I remember that.
I think it only lasted like 3 weeks, and then they just split him up for whatever reason.
Maybe Paul Heyman didn't see the money at the time.
Well, probably, or just, you know, brilliant WWE booking as per usual, where they didn't know what to do, so they just did that and then took it away. Some other notes from SmackDown: Rey Mysterio defeated Otis, which I'll be honest, I didn't see that Otis. He turned, but I guess he did, which I don't know how that works anymore.
Yeah, it was weird. But I will say, though, it was a really good match to see. Rey Mysterio is super small, and I just love seeing him pull off wins against people. Mm-hmm. Maybe not vertically twice his size, but definitely like every other stat. Otis looked like he was going to crush him, but mm-hmm. he just anchored that boy down, brought those shoulders to the mat, and it was a beautiful match. I definitely recommend... taking like 5 minutes. It wasn't a very long match. Just watch that.
Mm-hmm. And then, as we were talking, Kevin Owens beat Sami Zayn via count out. Zayn was knocked out of the ring and then pulled the heel move of "I'm just leaving."
Yeah, it happens. But I gotta say, man, both those guys got charisma. I don't know where they're going with this plot line that they got between the two of them, but man, I just hope it works out for both of them because they deserve the shot.
I think so, too. And they, you know, obviously they have good chemistry together because they're best friends mm-hmm. outside the ring. But I feel like that there's a huge opportunity with those guys to make money. And it would be nice to see a little bit more on the line with them, you know, like whether, you know, be the Intercontinental Championship or Universal Championship, I guess, since they're on SmackDown. But, you know, make it a little more interesting. To take it up a notch, but they're going to perform and they're going to put on a great show every time.
Absolutely. They're young, they're athletic, they got all of it, to be honest. And mm-hmm. both of them together, I think they complement each other very well. And you probably see that because, you know, they're such good friends and mm-hmm. it's probably part of that chemistry. But, you know, I don't think it really matters who's the heel, who's the hero per se. I think they mm-hmm. can both play off each other very well. To honestly, I think they might be able to play a little bit of both depending on who you like more.
Absolutely. And then of course Bianca Belair, she celebrated her SmackDown Women's Championship, and the big thing I thought I took away from that was her making the comment that she wants to beat all four of the four horsewomen. So that would be Becky and Sasha and Bayley and Charlotte.
I'm about it.
Those are all, I mean, I think that would be great matches, anyone you book her with.
Absolutely. Girls wrestling is just at a peak right now.
I agree.
Love to see Asuka do it, though.
And then just a couple real quick notes. Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler defeated the Street Profits. Not really much, honestly.
Who cares?
Yeah, pretty much. And Natalya defeated Shayna Baszler via pinfall. So I think you're looking at a future matchup there, so... for the tag team championship. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll be back with more. We'll talk AEW.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO. New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions,
accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. UL and LSU system students won't have to be vaccinated in order to attend on-campus classes in fall, joining a strong majority of nationwide universities that have adopted the same policy. UL System President Jim Henderson says vaccines are safe and effective, but he has concerns about mandating students take a vaccine that is still under FDA emergency use authorization.
Until there is a biologics license approved, I just have some ethical challenges with requiring a vaccine.
Full biological licensing for vaccines may not be available until 2022. And Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. It's related to an incident last May where Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck for about 9.5 minutes. The murder triggered explosive worldwide anti-racism protests and put the Black Lives Matter movement front and center throughout the summer of 2020. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Mike Strain, Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, reminding you to shop certified Louisiana craft beverages. You can be sure these Louisiana craft beers, wines, and spirits are officially certified by looking for the Certified Louisiana Craft logo. Support our Louisiana companies and keep your dollars right here at home. So remember, buy fresh, buy local, buy certified Louisiana craft beverages. Learn more at CertifiedLouisiana.org. For more information, go to CertifiedLouisiana.org.
All across Louisiana,
more and more residents are able to get
the FDA-authorized two-dose vaccine for COVID-19.
It tested nearly 95% effective in clinical trials,
with more than 70,000 patients.
So if you're ready to attend sporting events again,
greet everyone with hugs and handshakes again,
and just get life back to normal again,
join the rest of Louisiana and go sleeves up to help end the pandemic.
Get the facts at covidvaccine.la.gov or call 211.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
crab meat. It's still pretty early in the year for the best crab meat. Adding crab meat to dishes has become such a part of the current New Orleans cuisine that the seasons are hardly recognized anymore. The season for fresh, non-pasteurized Louisiana crab meat is the warm months, particularly in the midsummer. The major source of crab meat in our part of the world, and all the way up the Atlantic coast too, is the blue crab, Calenectes sapicius. It's packed in 4 major forms: claw, white, lump, and jumbo lump. The latter is the muscle that moves the large claws from inside the body. White and lump come from other parts of the body. The claw meat is the least expensive, but actually has the most pronounced flavor.
The Food Show, right here.
Join us, will you?
WGSO, from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So, all right, so let's talk a little AEW. I got caught up on AEW over the weekend, and I'll be honest, I enjoy their product more right now. We talked a little bit about it last week that I feel like they do a good job of giving a little bit of something for everyone, and they don't, you know, they treat the fans like they're smart, like they're intelligent, mm-hmm. and I think that's big, you know, like the curtain's been pulled back on professional wrestling, and
wait.
I'm gonna break your heart right now. The Undertaker wasn't really dead.
Everything destroyed.
Right. I think they do a good job. You know, there's something for everyone. They have a good mix of having veteran guys working with new guys. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important because, you know, if you have veteran guy, you know, like if it was Chris Jericho and Sting fighting in AEW, well, what does that prove? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But I think there's something to be gained from having, you know, like MJF versus Chris Jericho. And, you know, MJF is, I think he's on his way to being one of the top heels in all of wrestling.
Yeah. And I think like what you're saying is good as well, because you do get like these more veteran wrestlers. And it's like, I don't know, one of my biggest memories growing up was like watching wrestling with my dad, you know? Mm-hmm. And even my mom watched wrestling, but, you know, now they kind of, like, fell off because they're, like, old. But, you know, like, every now and then I'll be watching at home and my dad will watch with me. But he doesn't know any of these people. But if I would have said to him something like, yo, Chris Jericho or Sting or whoever is wrestling, mm-hmm. he'd be like, still? And right. he'd watch that. And it's, like you said, something for everybody.
Yeah. And, the downside I could say to AEW is... they do seem a little schizophrenic with how they don't stick with storylines as long as I think they probably should. They move constantly. Excuse me. And I think that could be because, you know, that's a situation where really, yeah, Tony Khan owns AEW, but you have Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks are really making all the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And which is nice in a lot of regard where... you know, it's not, I guess it's good and it's bad. You know, in WWE, Vince has the final say and it's how it's going to be. But in AEW, there's more freedom and mm-hmm. you're going to see gimmicks and they're probably not going to work, some of them, but they at least give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it's kind of revitalizing that. And like you said, that youthful energy, I think, is kind of what's... kind of revolutionizing and also really kind of keeping wrestling alive because, mm-hmm. I mean, we get these good storylines in the WWE and everything, but, I mean, let's be real, man. We were just talking about Cesaro and Bobby Lashley, and these are their front runners, and we've watched them be C-tier for the past, decade and a half? It's
yeah,
like
15 years.
What are y'all running on?
Yeah, and, you know, like, there for a while, you know, I think it was almost 3 years in a row where Randy Orton was involved somehow in the main event.
Yeah.
And it just shouldn't be that way. Not to say he's obviously a Hall of Fame caliber.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best in our lifetime, but like he's been supplementary even in those matches, you know? He's kind of just been like the proving ground for other people. And I kind of fear that's what they're doing with him now with Riddle.
Yeah. I think so too. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment, but Mike Tyson made another appearance in AEW last
week.
Love it. And I feel like he was a little stiff with that shot that he gave. He gave Dax Harwood, who was on the outside of the match, and he gave him a right, and it looked like he landed it. It didn't look like he pulled it at all.
It's Mike. It's Mike. He's gonna get a little sloppy. But that man, you know, I love how involved he is with wrestling because it just proves that, you know, he's a great fighter, and that's obvious. But this man is not just like a fighter. He's just an athlete, and he really appreciates the sport. He appreciates the ring, and it's just good to see, you know.
Yeah, and there was also the Young Bucks had put the they had an AEW Tag Team Championship match, which I enjoy the Young Bucks. I think they're fantastic in-ring performers. And truthfully, I thought it was also for them when AEW started. You know, they had their opportunity to go to WWE and probably make a huge payday. And they chose not to. That, you know, they're even Kenny Omega, you know, all of them betting on themselves and going with AEW is also kind of refreshing as well, because they wanted to have that freedom and they wanted to be able to do what they want to do. But they're just fantastic in-ring performers.
And that's just like good punk ethics, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, stay true. Yeah. If you got it good, I mean, stick with what got you there, you know?
Yeah. And let's see some highlights other than them. Let's see. You had Jericho versus Dax Hardwood. Chris Statlander. She's not too bad. I would say probably the biggest opportunity though with AEW is their women's division. I don't feel like it's nearly as strong as what WWE has, but there's a few bright spots. Chris Statlander. She's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think women's wrestling right now is just, I want to say a revitalization, but I feel like it hasn't really been relevant since we've had bra and panties matches with Trish Stratus.
Yes. Yes.
But no, women's wrestling is at a place that I don't think it's really ever been at, and you'll love to see it.
Absolutely. It's nice to see the women get their dues, and there's many times I think that the women put on, you know, steal the show.
Yeah, good wrestling is good wrestling is good wrestling, and that's that.
One of the matches, though, that was really cool was, and this is somebody who I've been big on since I started watching AEW, is Darby Allin, somebody who's completely undersized, has a very, I don't think the line between the character you see on television, Darby Allin, and the Darby Allin in real life, is there's probably not much of a difference.
Yeah, Darby Allin reminds me of Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know if you know who Machine Gun Kelly is. But every time I see Darby Allin, I just think, oh, it's MGK, but he's a wrestler now.
Yeah.
And I do love both of that. Darby Allin's he's fantastic. He's I don't even want to say he's an up-and-comer because I feel like he's established, but, you know, I feel like he's got a spotlight coming up, and I love Matt Hardy as well. He's one of the first people who got me into wrestling, him and his brother, so it's good seeing matchups like that.
Yeah, and it was a Falls Count Anywhere match, and Darby Allin won by jumping off, like, the lighting rig.
Hardcore, brother. I love that.
And, you know, also beat the hell out of Matt Hardy with Sting's baseball bat. So that was I think that's an interesting pair-up, too, is you have Sting with Darby Allin, because if you're going to say where there's an opportunity for Darby Allin, it probably is on the microphone. So that's where I think AEW is getting it right, like putting some of these young guys with established stars that know the game and can get them and help get them over. And they can, you know, obviously they can learn a lot. Like, you have Jake the Snake Roberts, who's probably one of the greatest wrestling psychologists I think that there ever has been, and just completely understands how to get things to evoke emotion out of people. Because I'll tell you what, and this is probably a little before your time, but I still remember the Saturday morning wrestling where Jake the Snake took the Cobra out of the bag and had it bite the Macho Man. And, you know, it was a horrifying thing to see as a kid. Like, you know, you're watching Saturday morning wrestling and some guy's got a Cobra biting the hell out of the Macho Man while Miss Elizabeth is crying, you know?
Yeah, I love that. The good days.
Right. But you know, I just think that's where they're getting things right. If they would just stick to it a little bit more than what they do, you know, you have somebody like Lance Archer who is paired up with Jake the Snake, and that's his mentor or whatever. But, you know, he was in the main event, and then the next thing you know, you don't hardly see anything from him. So it's like, you know, like, where are you going with things?
Yeah, and I feel you on that. I definitely think that the torch passing is very good, and I do enjoy the more veteran wrestlers kind of, you know, letting these younger guys have their moment. Like, mm-hmm. Darby Allin versus Cody Rhodes was probably one of the best matches I've seen in several years. If you guys have not seen that, YouTube it. You're welcome. But at the same time, like, I like seeing it more organically. Like, Darby Allin is Darby Allin. He's going to be his own character. He has his own persona. Mm-hmm. But you can still see, like, the Sting, like, influence because, like, mentor and everything.
Sure.
But then you get, like, boring things. Like, Ronda Rousey pretty much just reskinned Roddy Piper. And it's like...
yeah.
I get it. It's honorable. It's respectful. But be yourself. Just be yourself.
Yep. And I think that's the key. And, you know, maybe that was something we should have asked those guys last week. But I think that's where when characters really make it in wrestling, it's because they're being themselves with the volume turned up.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to, like, take something and make it your own. You can't just... be Charlotte Flair and rely on, well, my dad.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and there's, you know, I couldn't believe it too. And we'll talk more about Raw. We're getting ready to take a break, but I couldn't believe she's already held the championship 13 times.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking some smack, but you know, you really got to respect Charlotte Flair.
She's great in the ring, for sure. And I think she does great as being working as a heel. But, yeah, I couldn't believe she's already held the title 13 times in just a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number. I don't think that I knew it was 13.
Yep.
But, you know, when there's drama and there's a good storyline, that belt might hop around.
That's right. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about last night's Monday Night Raw.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Brought to you by Parish Coffee. Hashtag wake up to Parish.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
I'm only happy when it rains.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio edition. Something to Say radio show. Tuesday wrestling edition. How's that sound? We'll have to come up with a little better moniker than that. But what'd you say earlier? Tumbling Tuesdays?
Tumbling Tuesdays. But I feel like when we say it, we got to work on our wrestler voice. We have to be like, the Something to Say radio show. It's Wrestling Tuesday, brother.
There you go. Thanks, Sean. All right, so let's wrap this up with the Raw recap. So, what did you think of Raw last night?
I think Raw was a lot better than SmackDown last week. I think SmackDown was a little, but Raw had some pretty good matchups for sure. We were just talking about The Miz, and he had a matchup that was kind of okay. But my favorite one that I saw was definitely Randy Orton versus Riddle. Mm-hmm. Because it was kind of weird. I didn't expect them to have a match because earlier he was like, Randy Orton, man, we could have a team. We could be Team RK Bro.
Yeah.
And then they're wrestling, and I'm like, okay, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, Riddle won.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like we were saying earlier, like some passing the torch type things. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be very good because, you know, we have all this this build up. We talk about Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. They're going to fight for the belt. Randy Orton's like, I just got to wait for my chance. Backlash is coming up. He's going to go for the belt. But now you throw in Riddle. And man, I like Riddle. Maybe it's just his personality, but I like the guy. He's fun. He's exciting. I think that he has the energy to be, you know, a little bit annoying, but still definitely a hero. He's going to be the person that, like, people are going to want to enjoy watching. And I think watching that Randy Orton fight, he definitely proved himself. I think when we see this, whatever happens at Backlash, I think Riddle will be closely involved.
Yeah, I think so also, and it was really surprising to see him go over on Randy Orton. I told you, I said this off the air too, that I thought that after WrestleMania they were probably going to bury Riddle, just because, like, I don't know, like, I just didn't see anything, and, you know, they're so finicky with who they're giving pushes to, and I just thought, since they took the belt off of him, I just didn't see anywhere for him to go. But good for him. You know?
I think he's got fun energy. I don't think we'll see him go anywhere for a minute.
Well, you know, we'll have to see. You know, I guess it all depends.
Yeah.
But I can see where there's a place for him, and I could see where a younger demographic for sure is going to get into him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's kind of what it is a new generational thing. I think he's going to be part of like a newer wave kind of, because you got people who have been around for a minute, but not too long, like Kevin Owens and stuff like that. They've been around, but, you know, it's time to get some fresher faces. It's time to kind of refresh. And I think that he is definitely a very refreshing person.
I agree. And what did you think about the Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman versus Mason T-Bar? Which, by the way, I think is the dumbest names of all time.
Yeah, oh my God.
Because when you think T-Bar, I don't think wrestling. Like, that is a euphemism for a women's thong.
I don't know. Is that what a T-Bar is? I have no idea. I have no idea. I just know that I definitely prefer them without their masks.
Yeah.
I still think their names are stupid. But all I know is that if I hear Braun Strowman's music playing and I don't think it's good for me, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. That is a big, scary dude.
Yeah.
I think it's really great. I think, Mason T-Bar, I think they're just antagonists. I think they're kind of filler right now. We might see more develop. Probably not for another, like, cycle for sure. I think we got a good year before they're useful. I think they're mostly just a filler for Drew McIntyre while they work on his story.
Yeah, and you know, even that we talked about with WrestleMania, that was a surprise to me that he didn't get walk out with the championship over Bobby Lashley. But you know, good for Bobby Lashley. But
yeah, good for him.
It is interesting, and truthfully, like with Bobby Lashley and MVP breaking, I thought the Hurt Business was one of the bright spots of the last year. Mm-hmm. Good stable, good heels. I think it benefited everybody, and thank goodness it gave Shelton Benjamin something to do because that guy is phenomenal in the ring.
Yes, absolutely.
And putting him with MVP is great because that where Shelton Benjamin's always lacked is on the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now he's got like, it's the compliment, you know, which is what it's all about. But man, I really hope they just give Drew McIntyre, I don't know, I guess his roses pretty much because it's like, like you said, it's kind of disappointing he didn't get it. I think he has a great setup. I think he could really be a face of the organization. And like I said, I think Backlash, when all this stuff goes down at Backlash, I think it's going to be a big time for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that Backlash is coming on May 16th.
It's just around the corner.
Yeah, which actually I thought it was going to be closer, But yeah, it'll be here before you know it. And it's interesting too, the whole thing with Alexa Bliss and where they're going with that and her friend Lily.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't really see much of that. I don't really know where they're going with it, but you know, Randy Orton said that the Fiend is gone. The Fiend will not return as long as, at least not on his watch, whatever that means.
Right.
Like, you control the contracts, bro, whatever. But, you know, I think whatever happens with Alexa Bliss will be closely tied with The Fiend. I think, breaking kayfabe, I think that he's taking a little bit of a vacation time. And then whenever he's done with Disney World or Maui or wherever he's at, he'll come back and we'll get some real Alexa Bliss content.
Yeah, well, and that's funny too because I read why Charlotte Flair wasn't involved in anything leading up to WrestleMania and her quote-unquote vacation. They thought that she was pregnant, so they took her off television. But then come to find out she wasn't, so then they had nothing for her, so they had to sit her for, you know, all of WrestleMania season.
Well, congrats on them for being very responsible. Really respect that, but
I'm like, how do you...
How silly.
Yeah, I'm like, you couldn't have thought of anything for her to do? Like, you know, like, nothing?
Yeah, well, you're not pregnant. Congratulations, but you missed out on the bag and the belt.
Yep. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, but Tony, you'll be back next week, and we'll continue our chat with about the world of wrestling, and maybe we'll even get into some Impact and Ring of Honor stuff.
Yeehaw!
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show, and until then, let's just play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Greater response. Not tomorrow. Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org tomorrow.
This is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 for Ringside Politics with a Punch right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.